Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope everyone's having a wonderful day. So, I'm kind of doing two podcasts at one time today. The first one, which is the audio version, which will be on all the podcast apps, is obviously the voice only. And I'm recording from through the cell phone. And then, also, I'm recording the video on the computer with audio so that I can post it on Rumble. So if you missed the memo, I'm now going to be doing two podcasts a day. So once I end this audio one, I'll continue on in the video. And I'm separating them for one reason. The audio version will be non-political, basically green roots content, mental health, schizophrenia, PTSD, depression, things like that, well-being, working out and stuff like that. And then the video version will be more on the political side. Because the shit that's happening is just insane. What's going on? So, let's get, and then also updates, if you haven't noticed, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram have all been shut down, on my end. I joined Parler and Rumble, but then Parler got shut down. Parler as a company got shut down, over the weekend. Hopefully they will be back up and running soon. If not, so the only social media you can reach me at right now, as of now, is on Rumble. So Rumble, and then at the Schizophrenia Life. That being said, go over there if you need to get a hold of me. Right now, there's no other way to get a hold of me. I've closed all the other accounts. Okay, so what do we want to talk about with non-political stuff? Just get busy. I love the quote. It brings me back memories. Like, what's that movie? Shawshank Redemption. That movie was voted many times one of the best movies of all time. And one of my favorite quotes from that movie was, "Get busy living or get busy dying." And I have like zero motivation to do the things that I need to do on a daily basis. Like, let me put today in perspective. Monday. Is it still Monday? Or did I miss a day? Yes. It's still Monday. Holy. I started working at midnight. I coded until 3:30 in the morning. Took a nap. Got back up for a meeting at 9. And worked from 9 to 6 p.m. And then I had dinner. And then I was just beyond exhausted because I don't know if you can hear it, but I was like stopped up all day. I just didn't feel good. But I had shit to do, so I needed to get work done. And I just was exhausted at like 6:30, 7 p.m. I just laid down and I slept for like two hours maybe, because I was just burnt out from the day, like working almost 4 hours in the morning, then doing another 8 or 9 hours, and I was just like, I need to just lay down. And so at this point, so I get back up, which took 30 minutes to get back out of bed, and I knew it would. I knew it wasn't a good idea, but I digress. I had no motivation to do this dialogue with you. I had no motivation to work out. I had no motivation to work on my book. I had zero motivation. But I'm getting it done. And I set up my list of what needs to get done daily for this year, and I've been pretty good on it so far. I mean, obviously we're only on day 11, but I've got green check marks all the way up, except today. And earlier today, I literally was like, I should just mark it red and say fuck it. And I was thinking about that laying in bed, and I was like, just mark it red and just go back to bed. But no, I got up, listened to a couple other podcasts just to see what there was a lot of information that got lost over the weekend, and I wanted to catch up on those. So I did. I honestly was thinking about going back to working more, but I already put in a crap load of hours today. I think I'm good. So now I'm gonna knock out the podcast, both podcasts at once, because I don't have a lot of time left in the day. I only have 2 hours to midnight. So I'm gonna knock out both podcasts now. But I didn't have the whole purpose of this. Sorry, I went too long, but the whole purpose of this was that I didn't have motivation to do it, but I'm doing it. I'm not doing it because I want to. I'm doing it because I said I would, and so I'm gonna do it. It's just like cleaning the kitchen, or taking out the trash, or doing laundry, or cleaning up any mess. You don't want to do it, you have to do it. I don't want to pay my bills, but I have to. I don't want to do a lot of shit that, there's with work, there's a lot involved in coding. There's the coding, there's the testing. There's a long process. There's the planning and everything. And there's a lot of pieces that I don't like doing. I hate doing. But I have to. There's no like, ah, I don't need to do that. But I do it. It's just like the cold showers. That's the best example for not wanting to do something. So every single time, I can't think of one where I was like, yeah, let's do it. No, every single time I've taken a cold shower, I did not want to do it. And I've taken one every day, except today. Today's shower was warm. And it was because I was already feeling sick, so I was like, okay, maybe I need to take one day off of the shower. But I still have 2 hours I can get it done if I really want to. But the key point is, it only takes a second to switch the handle from hot to cold, but it takes you 5 minutes to amp yourself up to do it. And then you just stand there trying to control your breathing and counting to yourself. That's how I do it. I do, the head in, spin around, and it hurts and it sucks. But as soon as you turn it off and step out, you're warm. So it only sucks when you're in there. But then once you finish it, it's good. And there's so many pieces of life like that where it may suck when you're doing it, just like at the gym. I mean, our gyms are locked down, but working out, it may suck and it may be painful while you're doing it, but at the end, you feel great. As soon as you leave the gym, you feel great. And you know that it's helping you. You're becoming healthier, you're becoming stronger, etc. So, yeah. That's longer than I wanted to do anyway on the podcast. So, if you want to keep listening to the political side of our discussion, because there's a lot to get to today, head on over to Rumble, The Schizophrenia Life on Rumble. That's RMBLE and The Schizophrenia Life. Don't ask me to spell it. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to spell it because you can just look at it if you're listening to the podcast anyway. Head on over there. There's one video from yesterday already up, and this one will be up shortly. So, have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.